Hello, this is Char again from Char Road. So this will be our first episode for 2022. Actually, this has been recorded before, pero I never had the chance. Actually, katamaran lang yan. Never had the willpower, more on willpower to publish this. Pero I have my guest here. So JP Castillo, meron din siyang podcast, so you can check it out at Peppuccini Talks. So that's PEPOCCINITALKS, Peppuccini Talks. Okay, I think he will take the floor na, and then we'll share with you what we discuss about.
Today, anong pag-uusapan natin? So guys, i-share lang namin sa inyo. Pinag-uusapan kasi namin to earlier today. May shinare si Char sa akin na it's a post tungkol sa extrinsic and intrinsic desires or thick and thin desires. Ganun. So it looks like a Twitter post actually. Eh. Let's go ahead, ano, Char?
Yes.
Okay, sige.
Okay.
Should I read it or oh, ikaw na, ako na?
Ikaw na?
Ako na, sige.
Oo.
Okay. Every peer group collectively wants and competes for the same things. It just depends on what bubble you're in. So, sabi nga, hang out with comedians and you'll want a Netflix special. Hang out with writers and you'll want to get published in The New Yorker. Hang out with the athletes and you'll want Olympic medals and so on and so on. Of course, none of these desires relate in any way to your personal happiness or true desires. You don't know, you don't Ano sabi nito? You don't realize it, but you want these things because other people want them. You might see this pattern in a group of friends. One person will buy a Tesla and it's like a virus. So gusto mo na rin ng Tesla. And it goes on and on. Basically explaining kung bakit, alam mo yon, may mga desires ka or may mga gusto kang makuha sa buhay. But they don't fulfill you. Right? Tapos yun, sinishare ko nga kay Char kanina na medyo nakarelate ako dito sa post na to eh. Kasi inanalyze ko yung sarili kong buhay. Inanalyze.
Nice.
So yun, marami nga tayong achievements na ako. Marami akong, I can say na may mga na-achieve naman na ako. And yet, it doesn't fulfill me. Diba?
Think very relatable yan for, I think, most people naman.
So, ikaw ba, Char? How can you say or ano sa tingin mo or sa sarili mong buhay ngayon? Ano yung mga bagay na or desires mo na you think is dahil lang sa peers mo?
Feel ko greatest example, not really ngayon, pero na-realize ko kasi siya. Kunting na-realize ko siya early on. Yung ano siguro, ay, nasabi ko na to dun sa first collab natin. Yung sa cum laude thing. So, parang, I didn't really want na mag-IE. Pero, yun kasi yung, ano ba? Yun yung choice ng tatay ko for me. So parang I followed lang kasi parang wala na rin naman akong direction na. Pero I was supposed to get psychology for my pre-law.
Ah, so may bala ka mag-loan nun?
Oo, maglo-law talaga ako. Even after
Talaga?
engineering, dapat ay maglo-law ako. Pero, yun. Anyway, so yun. Pero good thing naman, kahit na yun nga, nag-IE ako. Fortunately, I was able to excel.
Yes.
Excel.
Oh, kasi graduate ka na cum laude, di ba? Para sa mga hindi nakakalam, graduate po si Charno. Cum laude. BSIE.
So yun, nag-excel naman ako sa kabutihang palad sa IE. So parang, syempre, kung expect mo, masaya siya kasi not everyone naman is given the chance na maging cum laude and
And
ma-contest
tama.
and
Oh,
ano
tama,
mo.
quizzer ka pa pala.
Oh, mag Pero, may mga ganong parts. Pero, yun. Pero, yun nga, parang isipin ng mga tao na parang you have your life together. Parang you have a future prepared for you. Kasi nga, parang, yun naman kasi usually expect ang parang batayan, di ba? Kung ano yung achieve mo sa school.
Yes.
So, yun. Pero, it provided me opportunity, syempre.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not presented to others, and I'm very grateful for that. Pero, mm-hmm. yun lang, may pero. It's not pero. Really fulfilling for me.
Mm-hmm.
Parang hindi siya, yun, hindi siya aligned talaga. And even way before, parang I should have anticipated it, diba?
Mm-hmm. Pero, hindi siya aligned sa alin?
Hindi siya aligned sa, parang kung anong gusto kong,
ah.
kung sino ko gusto maging.
Ah,
parang
okay.
who I want to be. Parang, it's not what I envision myself to be.
Mm.
Parang siguro, if my younger self
mm-hmm.
would see me now,
mm-hmm.
parang, feeling ko she'd ask mm-hmm. what happened. Parang,
ganon. So, at sino ba yung gusto mong maging sana?
Yun. Before, I wanted to be a lawyer.
Right.
Kasi, I think ever since I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
parang yung gusto ko talaga is to help other people. Parang, na-realize ko, yun siguro yung naging na-carry ko na purpose
mm-hmm.
ever since. Kasi yun naman, yun yung purpose ko, why gusto ko maging lawyer before, mm-hmm. not for the prestige or anything.
Really? Why to be mm-hmm. a lawyer but to help people?
Mm-hmm. Kasi I don't like yung may mga nabibilitan na may hirap or something.
Wow.
That's why I wanted to be a lawyer.
Very noble.
So parang, yun talaga, parang may reason ka.
Uh-huh.
Di ba? Parang uh-huh. reason na not for you.
Something
that's a
greater,
reason for other people really to help. So
right.
Oh,
so it's a cause mm-hmm. na something greater than
mm-hmm.
yourself, ano.
Pero yun nga, parang nag-college, so parang everything was, how will I achieve this para ma-recognize ng ganito.
Mm.
So parang na-add yung awards, tas yung
right.
external validation ng mga tao around me.
Right, right.
And yun, parang I thought lang na once you're at the top kasi mm. it's hard na to fall down kasi syempre mm.
parang
criticism
may,
na
so may minimintin ka ng image na okay, so graduate ako na ganito, so I have to
no, not even nung graduate, kahit nung college lang na parang you always have to be on top kasi there were also times na some my classmate ako na nagsabi before na parang may time kasi na parang I was becoming third na sa class.
Mm, what's wrong with being third?
Parang ganun, parang hindi na yung like first or second. Usually kasi first or second. So parang third, fourth, parang nandun na ako sa level na parang iba na yung napipraise lagi. So parang may
okay.
May kaklase ko kasi sinabi niya sa akin na parang ano daw nangyari sa akin.
Ano?
Daw, so there wow. are, it really happens na.
So anong impact sa'yo na nung tinanong ka na gano'n? Na,
parang syempre na-offend ako.
Really?
Tapos parang, okay. So parang yun, parang syempre, ako na-pressure ako to meet ulit yung standard na ina-expect sa akin. Kasi parang dun ko na-realize na, so ito, may standard pala talaga na
okay.
ina-expect na yung mga tao sa akin. Dahil yun na yung achieve ko. So
okay.
parang, I have to meet it talaga.
Oo.
So, kasi may sinasabi talaga yung iba, which
so,
was proven by that.
Okay, so ano nangyari nun? So pinush mo ulit yung sarili mo para bumalik ka dun sa ganong level?
Oh, actually, may times mo na parang medyo resentful.
Mm-hmm.
Spiteful ako kasi nga, parang feeling ko, mas deserve ko. Ano mag sabihin?
Sige lang.
Hindi, kasi parang nag-cheat kasi yon anyway. Huwag yung...
Ah, yung sino yung nauna sa'yo nun?
Oo,
yung parang... Di ba naman kailangan pangalanan yun, di ba?
Anyway, yun.
Oh,
so, parang feeling ko lang nung time na yun.
Batch of... Okay, anyway.
Yun, parang... Yun. Tapos... Yun, parang feeling ko kasi parang mas deserve ko. Tapos ako pa yung na-bash na ganun-ganun. Parang hindi naman big deal sa akin. Pero doon nag-start, naging big deal na... Nag-cheat siya. Tapos she gets high grades.
Ah, so it's a she. Okay.
Oh, parang she was getting high grades, tapos yun. So parang naging, lang ako, parang na-unfairan ako.
Mm.
Which is, before naman, parang wala akong pakialam kahit nag-cheat yung iba.
Mm.
Or anything.
Okay.
Kasi syempre, rampant naman ang cheating. Pero I didn't, parang, hindi do your thing. If you want to cheat ako, I won't cheat. Pero,
ma-achieve mo pa rin without cheating.
Pero yun nga, parang siya kasi, parang, she was able to look excelled, diba? By cheating. So, yun.
Okay. Anyway, ako, i-share ko lang kung ba't ako nagulat dun sa comment mo na parang third ka, tapos in a comment na nahulog ka na kasi this is coming from a place or from someone na hindi achiever ng college. I would have been really, really happy kung maka-third lang ako. So ako naman, kasi share ko lang din mayroon college ako. Hindi ako achiever talaga. Alam to ng mga friends ko, alam to ng mga nakilala sa akin dati. Sure, naipapasa ko yung mga subjects with an okay grade. Pero hindi talaga ako yung dun sa ganung sa top level. Pero yeah, I understand where you're coming from na, you know, being an achiever and being top 1, top 2. Tapos bigla na drop sa top 3. And then turns out na yung nauna pa sa'yo is a cheater. Yeah, I get that pressure din naman na feel mo nung time na yun. Ako rin gusto ko rin naman i-share yung paano ako nakarelate sa post na yun is kung paano naka-affect yung peers mo sa bagay na gusto mong ma-achieve. So, dati kasi nagne-networking ako, hindi ko nasasabing ko anong company, tsaka anong grupo. Alam mo to siguro mga listeners na friends ko. So, basically doon kasi meron silang tinatawag na ladder of success, quote-unquote, right? So, ito yung tinuro ng mga mentors namin noon. So, basically yung ladders of success daw kasi is para matulungan ka to achieve more and para maging, mas ma-push ka, mas maging successful doon sa business. So, yung ladder of success, like a ladder. Ganyan. So, may step-by-step or parang step-by-step siya na kailangan mo ma-achieve in order to become successful. Kaya ladder of success, quote-unquote. So, ang first step kasi doon is yung Technomarine watch. Right? So, pag sa networking, you're earning, sabi, unang step na kailangan mong kunin is an expensive watch. So, Technomarine watch.
Rolex agad.
Pero nakatawa kasing comment mo kanina. So,
William eh, kasi, di ba? So, you know, Huawei. Huawei time is Technomarine. Always may Technomarine doon.
Right. Oh, in-endorse kasi ni Willy Revillam yung Technomarine watch. Pero ito kasi before pa in-endorse ni Willy Revillam itong Technomarine watch. Yung nga lang kasi, kapag inisipin mo, in-endorse ni Willy Revillam is parang cheap na watch. Or parang pang masa.
Well, actually, oo.
Di ba? Oh, yung isipin mo, parang mura lang siguro yan. Pero actually kasi yung Technomarine noon, mahal yan. Ang pinakamura siguro, 18K worth na watch. Yun yung pinakamura na modelo. So yung napabili ako noon, ng Technomarine watch. Bakit? Kasi yung mga ibang kasama ko noon dun sa grupo, nakakabili sila noon.
Technomarine.
So pag ikaw, sa grupo na yan, lahat sila may Technomarine. Ikaw lang walang Technomarine. Wow. Mapupush ka na, gusto ko rin makakakuha ng Technomarine. So bumili akong Technomarine. Mm-hmm. Hindi ko na sabihin kung magkano kasi putang... Sorry. Tiyan, ang pamura. Ang mahal.
So, sobrang mahal na pamura na lang
oo,
siya.
Oo. Ang mahal niya.
Wow. 100,000.
I wish.
Rolex.
Rolex lang. Pero mahal siya, mahal. Oh, so, bumili ako nun. Next kasi sa ladder is iPad. Yan. Bakit daw iPad? Kasi sa networking, kailangan mo ipakita na meron kang results, pang-present mo yung iPad, magagamit mo sa business, etc. So, napabili rin ako ng iPad. Yan, ginastosan ko yan. Ang next kasi sa iPad na dyan is MacBook. Ang susunod sa MacBook is sasakyan. And then, bahay, lupa. Ganun. So, hindi ako nakabot doon sa part na yun while doing the networking business. Pero, nakabot akong doon sa iPad. I think, nakabot ako doon sa iPad. So, ang point ko kasi ngayon is, yung iPad, yung relo, hindi ko na siya ginagamit ngayon. Right? So, kasi it turns out na hindi ko talaga siya gusto in the first place. And na pressure lang ako nung time na yun, na bumili nun, nagastusan yun, in order to look successful. Dahil
parang
yung mga peers...
uniform lang siya.
O, parang ganun. Mm-mm. Parang dahil sa peers ko is meron silang Technomarine watch. So, bumili na ako Technomarine watch. Mm-mm. Pero I don't really like that watch.
Mm-mm.
And yun nga, yung isa pang nakaka-frustrate nun is, ang mahal yung ginastos ko, and ngayon hindi ko siya ginagamit. Inaamag na lang siya somewhere na nakatago. Ganun din yung iPad. Yung iPad, pwede ko naman siya magamit personally. Pero yung iPad kasi nabili ko, nasira na.
Mm-mm.
Basically, ganun din. Nung nakuha ko yung mga yon, hindi siya fulfilling. Right? So, sure, pinush mo yung sarili mo, na-motivate ka, you achieved something, you bought something to look successful. Pero it turns out, hindi pala siya fulfilling sa'yo. Ganun. So, ayun. The post also talks about intrinsic and extrinsic
desires.
Yun.
Yes. So, gusto ko lang din i-share about dun. Though, ano na siya, parang realization part.
Mm-mm.
Kaya, right now, I'm trying to be more, ano ba, aware of my purchases. Kung, like, though hindi na, sinasabi ko minimalist ako, pero kung tinignan mo yung gamit ko, marami siya. Pero minimalist ako in terms of like hindi paulit-ulit, hindi parang kunwari yung gamit ko is yung purpose, parang isang gamit lang per purpose.
What do you mean?
Kunwari parang running shoes.
Okay.
So isang running shoes lang.
Ah, hindi ka mamalikta ng iba't ibang running shoes.
Running shoes na iba-ibang color, ganyan.
And may purpose yung pagbili mo.
Oo, na parang right. I really ask myself first if do I really want this? Will I be using this? Or sino ba yung gusto kong makakita nito? Parang binibili ko ba to just for the sake of this person or these people na ma-recognize ako?
Right.
Like, parang yun. Parang I buy stuff ensuring na I really want it.
Right. And it's all binibili mo siya for yourself.
Kahit na makita ng ibang tao or hindi.
Right,
parang
right.
It really has a purpose and I will really use it.
Tama.
Parang kumbaga, asset dapat siya.
Asset. Asset and liabilities. Pero yeah, you buy it, you get it dahil gusto mo siya. And
mm-mm.
You do it for yourself, not for others.
Diba? Kasi parang eventually, if you keep on buying stuff just for external validation, maghihirap kasi.
Yes.
Kasi, yun nga, parang sabi nila, there will always be people na kahit anong status mo sa life, na mas magkakaroon ng better things, magkakaroon ng better life. Siyempre, parang, there's always change. There's, parang laging may bago.
There's always
someone. Every year, may bagong iPhone.
Yes.
Bagong Samsung. Yes. Alam-alaman lahat yun, bilhin mo.
Exactly.
For what? Di ba? Parang, if you can use naman yung meron ka. Di ba?
Tama.
Yun lang.
May isa ring part dun sa post na shinare na parang, sabi, if you like gardening, so example niya, gardening, and gusto mo siya talaga, right? Na tipong gagawin mo siya kahit na hindi ka makakuha ng praise sa ibang tao or hindi mo siya i-post sa social media, eh masaya kang ginagawa.
Mm-hmm.
That's something intrinsic kasi you're happy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's what we should be doing, or at least yun yung isipin natin. Lalo na yung ito message ko siguro para sa ating mga millennials, ating mga millennials.
Millennial kasi.
Kasama pa ako sa age group na yun, kahit nandun na ako sa medyo dulo. I'm still part of the generation.
Talaga ba?
Oo. Hanggang ano yata, 84? 84, 85, gano'n.
Hindi yata to.
Millennial. Parang 1984 to 1990 yata.
Millennial?
Oo. Or
hanggang 1996 ang millennial.
Ah, 96 ba? Oh, yan. Basta 84 to 96.
Sure ka, 84.
Yes. I-research, guys, i-research pa sa mga listeners dyan.
Ay, maliwala baka pagkakasin
sure ako
kasi dito.
Kasi chinek ko yan 5 times.
Okay, sige.
So, millennial tayo. Alright, so,
siya.
Ayun. Gen Z ka na pala.
Anyway, sige.
Okay, yun. So, yun yung parang sa ating Gen Z and millennials na nag-work na ngayon is nasa na ba ako? Parang we feel like we're doing yung trabaho, kung ano man yung trabaho natin, we're doing things na we're not really happy, you know. Pero ang dami sa atin, sure, nakaka-achieve, napopromote sa trabaho, maraming kinikita, maraming nabibili, maraming nagagawa. Pero at the end of the day, you don't feel fulfilled. Right? So, hindi ka na-fulfill dun sa mga achievements mo, dun sa mga nagagawa mo. Why? Because yung desire is something born out of external. So, it's an external desire compared sa internal na you're doing what you really want, what you really love. Tas, di ba, Char, kanina yung napag-usapan natin na parang if you do what you love, the money will follow. Ganun ba yan?
Okay. Who is making you the things you want? And more importantly, do you actually want these things? Are they thin or thick desires? Surround yourself with the wrong models. You will be bound to artificial, unfulfilling goals. So, at the end of the day, siguro, you ask yourself din. From time to time, huwag naman araw-araw, baka ma-depress kayo.
Ma-depress ka sa realization na nasaan kayo, no?
Ask yourself every now and then kung am I really happy with what I'm doing or where I am in life right now.
Yeah.
And if you have like the capacity to change that, edi change. Yeah. I mean, it's difficult talaga. I mean, syempre, hindi naman, alam ko hindi madali na sabi-sabi nyo, change, syempre, hindi naman madali mag-change.
Kayo nga, eh.
Diyan ko niya, sa baka yung kasaya tayo. Syempre, hindi ganun. Pero syempre, at least, you're aware. I think that's right. Very important. That's the first step kasi.
Yeah.
You're aware na you're not happy.
Yes.
If you're not aware na you're not happy anymore, then you, siguro, try to accept kung nalungkot ka lang sa realidad na yun. Try to accept where you are right now. Pero accept din na it's not permanent.
It's not permanent.
Na yes. You can always move forward. Uh-huh. And you always have a chance to move forward and be the person you want to become.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tama yun. Maganda yun. I-add on ko lang dun. Maganda nga yung being aware. And dun papasok yung self-reflection eh. You know, you assess where you are right now. Malalaman mo naman eh if you're happy or not. When you realize na hindi ka masaya, okay lang yun. You know, don't feel bad. Don't beat yourself about it. Accept it. It's okay, right? Kasi hindi ka nag-iisa, di ba? Marami tayong ganyan. It's really okay. It's really okay. And the first step talaga is accepting it and being aware of it. And realize na, you know, may magagawa ka para mabago yan.
Mm-hmm.
Meron nga yung isang maalala ko na tinuturo sa amin nun. Sabi niya, hindi tayo puno. Hindi ka puno. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, ano ba, kunwari puno ka, tapos na-realize mo, ayaw mo na kung saan ka nakatayo.
Mm-hmm.
Wala kang power para lumipat eh.
Tama.
Diba? Eh, tao tayo. So, andito tayo ngayon. Yeah, you can move. Kung ma-realize mo na ayaw mo kung nasaan ka nakatayo, you can always move, you can always do something para baguhin yung sitwasyon. May not be easy, may not be that quick, may take a lot of effort or time, pero you can. Yun yung maganda dun eh.
Yes, you can.
May magagawa ka. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have the means or the ways or at least man lang is yung thought process, right, nang ma-share namin sa inyo na you can always do something.
Yes. You always have the, ano naman, as long as you believe in yourself kasi, I think that's an important step din na maniwala ka sa sarili mo.
Tama.
Kasi kung ikaw pa lang, hindi na naniwala sa sarili mo, how can you expect other people to believe you? Parang, who cares if other people already criticized you or something?
Uh-huh.
Pero if you're really happy on doing something,
yeah.
It doesn't, sabi din nila, parang hindi mo naman talaga kailangan pagkakitaan lahat. Parang hindi naman about sa pera kasi ang life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, big thing na may pera ka.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it's not the end game or it's not the real fulfillment. Yes. Diba? So it's parang, parang it's either a fuck yes or a hell no, sabi nila. Mm-hmm. So parang if you're lukewarm on something, then you try to find other things. May nakita din ako kanina na TikTok na parang sinasabi niya na there are parang 26 siya nung nakita niya, ay nung nalaman niya kung ano yung gusto niya sa life. Pero there are also like 36 years old na mga tao or 46 years old na mga tao na doon lang nila nalaman kung ano talaga yung gusto nilang mangyari sa life. And that's okay if you don't know yet what you want, diba?
You know?
Parang hindi naman kailangan alam mo agad. Parang,
yes.
There's still time. Parang, don't be too hard on yourself. Parang, continue on trying things. Pinapalis na kami.
Right.
Continue on trying things lang.
Uh-oh.
And, kasi if you try something, tapos you fail, at least you know what you want. And you also know what you don't want.
Right.
And that is as important as knowing din yung mga gusto mo.
Uh-oh.
So,
Tama. Eh, minsan kasi nakaka-pressure kasi minsan yung parang na-reach mo na yung certain age. Tapos, hindi mo pa alam kung ano yung gusto mo.
Oo.
Or, alam mo yun, yung parang tinatanong ka ng relatives, ng parents, ng friends, ng mga tao.
Kailan ba'y kakasal? Oh. Alam niyan. Kailangan ko mag-anak.
Sa edad kasi. Ganyan. So, kailangan ka ikakasal or kailangan ka magkakaanak. Yan, sobrang ilang beses ko nang narinig yung question.
Ganyan, kasi ganito na.
Yeah. Yung pinsan mo, yung kaibigan mo, ganyan. Kinasal na silang lahat. May anak na sila. Ikaw, kailangan ka. Ganyan. So, sure, nakaka-pressure if you put value doon sa mga questions nilang yun or sa opinion nilang yun. Pero if sa sarili mo, alam mo talaga na, you know, it's not for you, it's okay. Tama. And we all move at our own pace. You don't have to conform dun sa kung ano man yung expectation ng ibang tao sa'yo. And that's okay. Diba?
Tsaka think of it kasi parang on the long run. If ever you follow yung standards ng other people, will you really be happy? Sabihin natin ikaw, pinilit mong ikasal. Tapos hindi ka pala, parang hindi naman pala talaga yun yung person pa for you. Or hindi ka pa talaga, alam mo sarili mong hindi ka ready. Parang, you're just putting yourself in a misery for what, di ba? For other people, parang it's not their life, it's your life.
Tama.
Di ba? Tapos you're putting another person pa
on the pedestal. Nandami ka
parang, sana hindi mo lang pinaksan, parang syempre, it might end up in a divorce. You might end up having a kid. So, parang that kid might end up having a broken family pa. Na parang, alam mo yun. Na parang it will be a domino effect din kasi. So,
tama, yun. Tama. Medyo extreme example na yung ikakasal. Pero, totoo yun. I mean, totoo yun and relatable. And maybe, yung ibang tao, maybe ganun na nangyari sa buhay nila. Maybe iba pinag-iisipan nila ngayon yun. Pero it's very true. It could happen na ganun talaga yung mangyari, no? And yeah, ano pa ba? May isa pa tayong pinag-usapan kanina. It's about doing what you're passionate about and then susunod na lang yung pera. Right? So yung sinabi ko naman tungkol doon is yung opinion ko lang, maybe it's you're so happy doing what you love. Na kung ano man yung perang makuha mo out of that is masasatisfy ka na.
Yeah, right? Kasi bonus na lang yun eh.
Oo, exactly. Mm-hmm. Bonus na lang yun. Dahil sa sobrang saya mo na ginagawa yun, it could be anything. Mm-hmm. Tapos kumikita ka, hindi man ganun kalaki na kikitain mo sa isang being an employee, sa isang company. But as long as you're happy doing it and it's fulfilling sa'yo, so kung ano man yung perang galing doon, you know, it's a bonus and you're happy. It's a fulfilling life. Yun.
Alam mo na ano ko yun, nung di ba nag-start ako ng business ko? Nung ano, plug ko lang, hey, aria.ph. Pero wala na, discontinued na siya. Anyway, yun. Parang na-realize ko, parang I just wanted to do a business. Parang nung dumarating na yung pera, I didn't really care.
Ah, talaga?
About the money. Oh, so, nag-business ka nang wala kang pera. Nag-business ka, pero walang pa-alam wala sa pera. Kaya hindi ko na tinuloy eh. Kasi I like selling stuff.
Ah, okay. Gusto mo lang basta magbenta lang.
Parang I enjoy na.
Pero na-enjoy mo yung process. Like,
na-enjoy ko yung process. Na-enjoy ko yung process na nagbebenta ako and people were...
And nakakabenta ka, di ba?
Marami ka nabenta naman ako. Tapos parang, yun nga, parang nagko-compliment yung mga tao. Parang mga ganun, parang na-appreciate nila yung mga gawa ko. So, parang yun. Parang wala talaga yung pera. Parang nagugulatan ako. Wow. Pero, ganun. Pero hindi talaga yun yung want ko. Nag-business ka, hindi para sa pera.
Hindi para sa pera.
Ewan ko kung may ganun.
Pero, I mean, of course, money is important. Practically speaking, money is important in order to live. What we're saying dito is, you know, it's important na pera. Parang, you need to have that in place, sure. Mm-hmm. Pero you also have to consider yourself. Kung ano yung passion mo, what will fulfill you at the end of the day. So, if you're working right now on a job, and hindi mo siya maiwan dahil may responsibility, let's say may pamilya ka, may anak, may asawa, or may binubuhay ka, that's okay to stay there. Pero, consider thinking about what will make you happy in the long run.
It's all about weighing risks din kasi. Pero, I mean, kung nandun ka sa situation na sinabi niya, parang may binubuhay kang pamilya, especially kung kunwari breadwinner ka or something. I think yung masasabi ko lang, though hindi ko kasi siya, like, I don't have the first-hand experience to that. Parang take it slow, if that's possible, na to transition. Parang the transition doesn't have to be like, nag-resign ako bukas.
Ah, wag naman.
I-fulfill ko sa'yo. Wag ganun, guys.
Sabi yung Charlene,
personal deposit. Hindi yung pera. Makahinga niya ako ng pera in the future. Hindi ganun. Pero, syempre, do you work on your hobbies? Yeah, tapos, parang strengthen your, parang abilities, your talents, your skills, ganyan. Tapos, parang, eventually, you'll get recognized for it. Tapos, parang, unti-unti, you can transition na from there.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, yung mga vloggers naman and yung mga vloggers and influencers mm-hmm. before, yung normal na tao lang naman yun minsan, it's just that may one post or one video na nag-click. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Tapos, eventually, parang it's not even like the first post. Parang, syempre, it took a lot of effort then a lot of time. Yung yes. iba, 2 years. Like, nakita ko si Kong TV, like, from 2019 siya nag-start. Then, nag-plummet na lang na, like, around 2020 ata, somewhere wow. there. Tapos, parang ngayon, super, ano na siya, ilang million na yung kinikita niya every wow. month.
Oo nga, namigay siya ng 300K sa isang kasal, di ba?
Oo, yung sa yeah. friend niya. Yeah. So, parang, yun, money is important din, pero, life is not about money.
Yeah.
Yun. Eventually, so, things will work out naman.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think that's it for our episode today. So, thank you so much to Kuya JP for lending his time to have this discussion with me. Hopefully, this won't be the last time. And hopefully, meron pa kaming next na mga ganito. Kasi, madalas talaga kami ganito mag-usap on a normal. Marami kaming discussion, marami kaming reflections and sharing. So, ayun, hopefully marami kayong nakuhang aral. And kahit siguro you got to know us more, ayun, okay naman siya. It's a big thing for us already na umabot kayo at this time kasi sobrang haba na to. So, this is also the cut version. So, the uncut version is nasa podcast niya. So again, that's Peppuccini Talk. So PEPOCCINITALKS hosted by JP Castillo. So yung itsura nun is may lalaking tumatalon dun sa stairs. So that's black and gray and white yung color. So yun, you can also check that out for yung buong usapan talaga. As in yun, parang super unedited naman. Very raw. Okay. That's it. Thank you again for listening. Good morning, good evening, and good night.